Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the KKBN studios, Motherlode Roundup Queen contestant, Lorna Job. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
She was looking at you kind of like I do.
Well, I know. I get that look every day.
Right?
Well, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good.
Well, glad to have you on the program. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sorry, I've been saying your name wrong.
It's okay. That's a common mistake.
It's spelled J-O-B.
Yes.
So I would think, hey, it's Lorna Job.
And this is the first time I've met her.
Right. So, yes. So Lorna Job is her name.
Yes.
Now, Bridget, you have to ask her the question.
What time did you get up this morning?
This morning I got up at 5.
Oh, 5 o'clock.
Do you usually get up that early?
Oh, no.
No. Okay.
And what time do you normally wake up?
Oh, like 6:15.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's normal.
Yeah, we live quite a ways away from school, so I have to get up early to drive.
And tell us what school you go to.
I go to Somerville High School. I'm a junior at Somerville High School.
Very nice. All right, and now what we're going to do this morning, we're going to ask you 5 questions.
Okay.
But first, we want you to tell us about yourself, you know, mom, dad, brothers, sisters.
Hobbies,
things like that. So tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm Lorna Job, and I was born and raised here in Tuolumne County. My parents are Bob and Joanne Job. My mother's been a teacher in the county for a little bit over 20 years, and my dad's an engineer. I have 2 little sisters. They're twins, and they're 14 years old.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just so close to my little sisters. That's something that my family has really been very close.
Yeah.
And so my little sisters are a huge part of my life.
Very nice.
I bet they're very excited about you in this contest.
They are. Yeah, they're right beside me all the time. And, well, of course, my hobbies would be horseback riding. I act and sing and dance a little bit in my spare time when I'm not horsing around. And I am a very dedicated student. Academics mean a lot to me.
How long did it take you to do your hair this morning?
Well, I cheat a little bit. I get my curlers in the night before, and I sleep in them.
Oh, do you really?
Yes,
she's
I do.
She sleeps in the curlers. Bridget,
yes.
You should do that. That's a good idea.
I have long, beautiful hair like hers.
I've learned to sleep in them because you save a little time in the morning that way. And then I'll get them out and do my fluffing and primping afterwards, and that's probably, I say, about a half an hour of that once I get my curlers out in the morning. So it's... I have it down to an art as much as you do it for this contest.
And then all you queens squish it with a hat.
Exactly.
I know. That's wild.
We make it all huge and beautiful, and then we just put a hat on it.
Put a hat on it. That's right. All right. So now tell us about your horse. Your horse's name. Tell us about the horse.
My horse's name is Lady, and she was given to me for my 11th birthday.
Aww.
And she was just a little fuzzy baby. And we've grown up together. She's a huge part of my life. She's my best friend.
Aww.
And so that's something that... You know, I go home to her every day, and she runs down the driveway and whinnies when I drive my truck in. Exactly, And so I've taken her in the mountains. She's been to the mountains all of her life, and we go up there in the summer and go trail riding and big summer campouts up there, and she's starting to do her rodeo stuff now that we're in these queen contests, and she's been my best friend and my companion for 7 years,
Very nice.
Well, I have a question. What inspired you to run for this competition?
Well, growing up here in the county, you get to look up to those previous queens. I grew up around Kendra Brennan, Katie Mae Broderick, Katie Smith were girls that were around me when I was real impressionable and little, 7, 8, 9, 10, you know, that age when you just idolize those pretty girls that are running around. I rode at the same ranch that... Katie Smith and Katie Mae Broderick rode at, so that was, I saw them a whole lot and I rode horses with them, and so that was a lot of inspiration when I was younger.
Right.
And then as you grow up in the county, you know, you just have, I'm a big part of the Twin Art Horsemen's. I have been riding with the Twin Art Horsemen's since I was a baby, and so that's something you have that group behind you, and it's just something you grow up to do here. It's a close-knit community.
Eight.
Can I have this?
Yes, sorry about that.
She has the questions.
Oh.
I was fighting the questions.
Let's see. Here's the next question. Okay, what do you have planned for the future?
For the future? I actually would like to have an undergraduate degree in biochemistry. And my end goal, of course, would be to become a veterinarian. And my special interest is equine nutrition. So I would hope to eventually have a doctorate degree in equine nutrition and do go into like the research field a little bit and help out with the athletes. And we have these horses that do rodeo or in these tip-top shape. We're asking them to perform at the highest levels. And so nutrition is very important, and that's something that I've been interested in my whole life.
Very impressive.
Oh, I know it. No kidding. Nutrition for horses.
Yes.
And we have to ask you, who is your favorite country artist?
Oh, well, I have lots of favorite country artists. There's so many good ones, right? Of course, George Strait would be a favorite, and Garth Brooks. Mm-hmm. But I would have to say that Reba McEntire is definitely my very favorite country singer. I mean,
Reba.
She's an empowered woman. I mean, and her lyrics are so good.
Have you ever seen her in concert?
I actually have not seen Reba in concert. Oh.